This is the Farm Doc Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, a brand new FEFO. That's Farm Economics Facts and Opinion piece has been posted to the Farm Doc websites. It's titled Performance of Publicly Traded Agricultural Firms Since 2007, authored by Clay Kramer, a grad student in the college, along with ag economist Gary Schnitke. Clay, why don't you start out with us very quickly? Tell us what it was that you were hoping to prove when you took a look at the ag indexes.
The overall goal was to build an index that measured the change in market value of publicly traded agricultural companies and compare it to the S&P 500 or market value.
And how did you do that?
We put together the ag index, which is which contains 21 companies, all of them dealing with one way or another with agricultural in the Midwest, corn and soybeans. Obviously, these are multinational companies, but have an interest in crop production. We constructed an index the same way you would the S&P 500, looked at their market values and looked at how they did over time, how crop production did from our market values did from 2007 up to the first quarter of 2011.
Clay, what were the five sectors you looked at?
The five sectors that we looked at were fertilizer, equipment, seed and genetic companies, crop production companies, as well as
first processors. First are like ADMs and Bungies and such.
Absolutely.
And then the second thing is, while this is an ag index and it's made up of ag companies, not all the companies in it are strictly ag companies.
I guess all the companies we included do have an interest in ag companies, but a majority of them also do have interest in other entities. For example, Caterpillar also has construction entities in addition to agricultural.
Gary, more about this ag index. You started it in year 2007?
Yeah, we started it 1 year before 2008, in which pretty much all stock prices fell as a result of the financial troubles that we've been experiencing here lately. 2007 was also when grain prices began to take off, and so we wanted to track how agriculturally related publicly traded firms did from that point forward.
And how did they do in the first year?
In the first year, 2007, Ag Index had a 55% increase in value, and that compares to 2.2% for the S&P 500. So the first year we saw ag companies, their values increase quite a lot, 55%.
Year two wasn't nearly as good.
Year two was the year of, obviously, the big stock price decline. S&P 500 declined 35% from beginning of 2008 to end of 2008. And the ag index fell further, 48%.
And as you wrapped it up and you landed up the 2011 year and you looked over time, what did you find as ag index compared to the S&P stock index, Clay?
Over that time period, the ag index performed much better than the S&P 500. The ag index itself having an 8.6% return, while the S&P 500 has a negative 2.7% return.
That is to say, if you had invested in 2007 and in both of these, the ag index would have returned and you would have had a loss in the S&P 500.
That's correct. And one thing to point out there as well, so our ag index invested in 2007 year, the market values would have increased 8.6%. That doesn't include the dividends that those companies would have given off as well. Mm-hmm. It just includes the market increase in the value of the firms.
And you measured this through a term, and you can define it for me: geometric mean.
Geometric mean. It's a very similar to the average, but what it means is that if you placed funds at the beginning, this would be your average yearly rate of return. So 8.6 would mean that if you 8.6% for 2007 through 2010 means you would have placed funds in there at the beginning of 2007 and had an average 8.6% increase in value each year up to 2010.
Clay, I asked you about the first processors and defined them just a bit early on because I wanted to make sure everybody understood who those were. They didn't perform very well over time as compared to the rest of the sectors. Is that right?
Not nearly as well compared to fertilizer or equipment companies. Fertilizer being the best that's performed over this time period that we have looked at, but the first processors didn't perform as well as other sectors.
And then I wonder if the fertilizer sectors were performing well in that 07-08 period, and again now, that was because they're an input supplier, and they could price in an increase. But on the flip side, the purchaser of the grain and the oil seeds, the first processors, Gary, could not leverage themselves correctly to be for that 08 surprise. So in the last couple of quarters, when we're in that same sort of situation, are they looking better?
Yeah, first processors have really come on the last couple of quarters and have done extremely well in the last quarter of 2010 and the first quarter of 2011. But if you do look at it, you know, 2008, the companies in our index that had the largest market gains were the ones that supplied the firms, and the ones that bought from the companies had the lower amounts of gain. And fertilizer outperformed, or in terms of just market value increases, outperformed everybody, and that was in part due to fertilizer prices increasing and we having short supplies, and merger and acquisition in the fertilizer industry also contributed to that.
Clay, final question for you. You're a grad student. The question really is, will this ag index continue, and can we find it on the FarmDoc website over time?
Yeah, it will be available, and we'll be able to look at it and see how it compares to the market over time.
Thanks so much. Clay Kramer is a grad student at the University of Illinois. Gary Schnitke, an ag economist. Both are in ACE, in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. You can find their work titled Performance of Publicly Traded Agricultural Firms since 2007 on the FarmDoc websites at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu or at farmdoc.illinois.edu. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.